What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to the 100 After Show. Today we're going to be talking about Season 5, Episode 4, Pandora's Box, Abby stealing medicine, Kara stealing land, and John Murphy is stealing my heart. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sweet Pandora. You guys, this is an Engineer's Choice song tonight. Our lovely engineer Anthony was like, is it Pandora's Box a song?
It was me.
I was like, I don't know, guys. And it is, and it's a great song. So I'm really glad we're starting in theme.
Rock and roll, Devil Ears!
Yes, we're rock and roll on this lovely Tuesday night at 11 p.m. We're getting energized. We are ready to go. What is up, you guys? I'm Taylor Gates. I'm your host. We are, unfortunately, one man down, but we still have a lovely panelist joining me tonight.
It's me, Cherry, and I'm on fire!
Yes, Cherry is on fire. This episode was on fire. What did you think? What were your overall thoughts?
Oh my gob. It was fabulous. So much betrayal, so many fighting, and our team is almost back together, so 100,
yes.
Keeping it real.
Keep it 100. Piece by piece, we are rejoining, we're getting the squad back together. It's taken a while, but we're getting there.
Yes, forever.
Slowly but surely. So we start off this episode, Kane is in the arena. We kind of were spoiled about this in the promo last week. And he's, like, not looking so hot. He's a little scraggly, I would say.
Hey, they're all on shortened rations, so yeah. They're looking a little tired. But once again, I would totally date him if the situation was allowable.
Oh, yeah. He's wonderful.
He looks good. And I love that he's taking care of his woman, Abby.
Yes. Even on the brink of death, he is forced to fight this guy, these other prisoners, and he's not doing so hot at the beginning, but he ends up kind of turning things around and beating the guy super, super hard. He kind of loses control and kind of loses the crowd. What did you think of him kind of getting a little cray-cray there?
He had to survive for Abby, and I have to say, as a woman, or even if I was a guy, that was mighty damn attractive and very romantic. I was like, I'm loving you.
Yes.
But I was surprised because he's never really struck me as being a fighter. He's more of an intellectual person. But you know what? He had to do what he had to save his lady who has a drug problem. I don't know if they have any kind of rehabilitation for drug usage.
Yeah.
I think it might just literally be the arena.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But obviously fighting in the arena is not a fun time, but for a fun time, if you guys want to not only have fun, but also learn and grow in all areas of your life, boy, do we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you have always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the 100 After Show. Yes, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition, check it out.
Yes, you have to every week. She always has these great guests on that really make you think. And I love the career advice. Every time she gives some, I'm always like, oh, hey, I didn't think about that. Yeah. And she's such a successful woman, not only in her career, but in her love life, that I really, really, really wish she was my big sister.
Yes, she is wonderful. Definitely has a lot of great messages. And everyone can really learn something from her.
Yes, they can.
But diving right back into the episode. So Kane wins the original fight, yes. But he's not off the hook.
No.
Octavia's like, you haven't earned your freedom, and so you're going to have to fight again tomorrow. Were you surprised by this? I feel like that's kind of unfair.
It wasn't unfair because the person who's supposed to go into the arena is the one that did something wrong, and he was protecting someone, and he didn't tell the lie enough for it to be believable. And he also, I feel that he and Abby and Clark feel that they are special and rules don't apply for him. And more importantly, that little speech where he was trying to tell Octavia like she was a child, forget you, buddy. Octavia is the queen. She is the boss. You're not in charge. This isn't the ship anymore.
Yeah, well, let's dive into that a little bit more. Kane kind of does give her this whole speech. He's like, listen, you've lost your way. You've kind of, you know, wandered from what you should be doing as a ruler. But I believe in you. I believe that you can get back on track. Did you think that the speech was going to work and kind of change Octavia's mind?
I thought it was condescending and somewhat sexist.
Okay.
He was coming across as her daddy, and he's not her father. He's not even her stepfather. He killed her mother. And it was pretty much the same thing that he's done throughout the season, which is that he tells the kids what to do when the adults are not in charge on planet Earth anymore. It's the new generation, and they are the ones who are surviving. And they're lucky that they're taking care of them and that they didn't solvent green all of them.
That's a good point. I see. I was kind of thinking that it might work just because, I mean, Octavia's not stupid and she's not easily persuaded. Mm-hmm. But we did have that moment, especially when I feel like when the subject of her mother comes up, like, things just sort of are different. Like, that's a subject that really just, like, hits her in a different way just because it's so personal. And when Jaha mentioned it, that kind of sparked her into action, like in, I think, episode 1 or 2 of this season. So I was like, maybe this will, like, kind of change her mind. But I was incorrect. It did not change her mind at all. She is not going to listen to his advice. She will not talk about the dark year. What do you assume that the dark year is that Kane mentioned?
I think the dark year is when they really ran out of food and they were having to probably kill the infirm, the sick, the super old or whatever. Because when you look around who's surviving down there, nobody's super old. Mm-hmm. You don't really see any children. I think some really awful things happened. But you can't really blame her because what would have been the option? Everybody starve or have everybody eat each other? I mean, it comes right down to it. If you have a set amount of food and you have X amount of people, something has to give. And the food stores were not going to survive that amount of time. They didn't anticipate that.
That's a really good prediction. I kind of agree with you there. I do wonder how far, like, into, like, the 6 years the dark year was. I wonder if it was more at the beginning, towards the middle, or, like, sort of at the end here. Like, I'm excited to see if we get any clarity on that and, like, maybe even get some flashbacks. You know I love it when they do flashbacks.
Flashbacks are the awesomeness.
Yes.
I think it was probably, like, year three. They probably tried to not do the extreme, because at first when they went to the arena, it was, you know, valid reason. Mm-hmm. She tried to keep it peaceful, but I think they started running out of food fairly quickly.
Yeah. So as we mentioned, Kane's speech does not affect her at all. She's just like, listen, I just want the truth about who actually stole the medicine and I'll let you go. Kane just can't. He won't do it. And like you mentioned, it's all for Abby. Very sweet. Abby is also not in great shape.
She's a drug addict.
Do we know? Do you have any idea why she would have gotten to that point?
I think she got injured, and I suspect she became reliant on pain pills or something. Because remember when they got locked up in the plant room in episode 2. She alluded to needing some sort of shot or pill or something, which sounded to me more like a back pain or a psychological pain over losing her daughter.
Yeah.
And I think it's escalated because at the beginning they had more things and they kind of expected to get out sooner. So she was like, I can do what I want. It's totally fine. I'm the doctor. They need me. But that's not how the arena works.
Yeah, that's a good prediction. I didn't even think about maybe it was like a psychological thing from thinking that she lost Clark. For some reason, I still think it's like the AI. Like, I think it's Allie still kind of in her brain. Like, I don't know. I just don't know that that's over because we got it hinted at. I know at the kind of like the end of last season, so I don't know if they're going to bring that back up again.
I hope not. I mean, yeah. I think she wouldn't have survived because everything on the surface was destroyed.
Yeah.
So I think she would have died unless she got taken up into the spaceship with everybody else and then she'd be up there with them.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Maybe more flashbacks, guys. This is my absolute favorite part.
Raven would not allow that worm to survive. Raven cleared that out. Raven is my girl.
That is very true. That's a very good point. So we have Kane going back into the arena. He decides he is not going to fight, even though Abby really, really wants him to. But she kind of finally lets him go a little bit. He's like, listen, you got to stay strong because if you die, then my sacrifice is for nothing. She promises to stop taking the pills, but I was surprised at not how easily necessarily she let him go, but like, I don't feel like she fought that hard for him to fight. Do you agree with that?
I think she tried to fight, but I think she's going through withdrawal.
Yeah.
And I think her withdrawal kind of had her in cotton balls because she wanted, she was kind of yearning with him. But when it comes right down to, I think when you're in the throes of addictive behavior, you can't really deal with it. And I also think she's suffering from depression from being in the bunker, from losing her daughter, seeing her daughter here, thinking that she heard her daughter up in the ceiling outside alone on the earth for 6 years all by herself. That would be excruciatingly painful guilt.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So Kane's back in the arena, deciding not to fight, kind of just stands there, won't even choose a weapon. I mean, that takes some guts, honestly. I was like, wow, that's some willpower right there. And so Octavia decides to jump down from the, I don't know, balcony type thing. Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Decides to, you know, kill him right then and there. Yes. I honestly kind of thought they were going to go there. I thought King might be a goner after this episode. Because they killed Jaha so fast, I don't trust anyone anymore to stick around. But lo and behold, right before he is a goner, the bunker starts falling and crumbling. And Bellamy and Clark are both there. Wonderful. And so the happy reunion lasts about 5 seconds because then we get some instant tension between Bellamy and Octavia for what Octavia is doing. What did you think of that, and how do you think that might play out?
I think she had the same issue with him as she had with Marcus, which is that they're still treating her like she was a little girl stuck underneath the ship flooring. Yeah. And she's not. She's changed a lot. She's a warrior princess. She's leading her people. She's in charge. And they keep trying to treat her like she's a submissive child, and she's not. She's a grown woman. I'm not going to say grown a woman, but she's a grown a woman. And she is not having it. She's been in charge. She's killed. She's done what she needs to, not only for her own survival, but for her people. And for them to keep constantly saying, I'm the man, I'm in charge, you will do as I say, it has to rankle her.
But doesn't Bellamy sort of have a point? Like, they're down to 814 people out of the original 1,200. Like, that's a pretty good fraction. She's, like, doing these Roman gladiator-type fights. Like, do you see Bellamy's side to it, though?
No, because he immediately assumed she was wrong. Instead of giving her a chance to say, it would have either been zero, all of us starving here and being cadavers, or my doing what's necessary, because they did it with the number. The plant woman, I can't remember what you call them. Let's say farmer. The farmer said X amount of people had to be here to survive for the food that we have to last for 6 years. And they didn't say you'd be able to last forever. She said they had a finite amount of food and they needed to figure out a way to get out. And for him to come down and be like, Octavia, you're still messing stuff up. She was like, nah, I'm not in the mood. I'm not, as I've said once, I'll say it again. Octavia is constantly, I'm not the one for this.
Yeah.
She's not the one.
I wonder if what Bellamy is seeing Octavia turn into kind of scares him, though. Because I think that, in a way, he wants to kind of, like, protect her from feeling maybe guilty later down the road, if you know what I mean. Like, he's like, oh, maybe she's going to regret this. Like, maybe she won't be able to live with, like, what she's done, even if it is for a good purpose, like, you know, that still has emotional consequences. So I wonder if it's more like of a brotherly type thing rather than like a condescending thing, like just in Bellamy's defense.
It's brotherly way, as in he wants her to be the little girl that used to look up to him, and that's not going to happen. She's not that little girl. And really, he's not that man. He's done some pretty wretched things. I want to be clear, Team Bellamy, he's my man crush forever. But Bellamy has not been the nicest person. He's done some really snaky, awful things. I've forgiven him. But hey, he's been wrong. So no. And in our chat, Killswitch says, but she's gone totally psycho. That's the point. Well, yeah, but hey, what are you going to do when you're in a bunker? Y'all are starving. Are we going to have a Hunger Games? Are we going to start eating each other?
Yeah.
That was the option.
Definitely no easy answers to any of this. And in addition to the tension between Bellamy and Octavia, Allegia's crew is one of the names that the commenters requested, which I really like. That's what I think I'm going to adopt. I love all the other ones. Crazy Crew was beautiful, but Allegia's crew is just like simple to the point. That's going to be my new shorthand. Thank you to whoever suggested that. So Allegia's crew is also there, and there's immediate tension between Octavia and Kara as well. These two strong women in charge of their people are going to clash, obviously, and we see that right away.
I love that look. It was like, I'm going to go ahead and say it, B word. And then there was like, B word, what?
Yeah.
I thought they were just going to throw down right there. And Octavia knows a tiger when she sees a tiger. And she was like, yeah, y'all need to knife up. Let's sword up. And she told Bellamy, yeah, I didn't make that promise that we weren't bringing no weapons.
That was so funny. That was on you. I loved that.
That was on you, Bellamy.
I thought we said no weapons. I didn't say that.
Yes, because once again, Octavia is in charge of the bunker people. It's one crew, and if he's not careful, he won't be a part of one crew. And if you're not part of one crew,
you're the enemy of one crew.
Hey, what?
Hey, high five across that table. That was a fail, but that's all right. And so we do get Octavia rising out of the bunker onto the land. And I don't know, but I got some serious like pilot flashbacks when she's just like in awe of seeing the land again. I'm sorry. I think there was a definite missed opportunity there. Her iconic "we're back, bitches" line from the pilot. I was waiting for it. I was like, "We're back, bitches." Like, she's got to say it. And oh, she God, didn't.
That would've been so cool.
But, oh my gosh, I would have loved. Maybe that would have been a little too on the nose, like, in terms of parallels. But I was really hoping for it.
I think she was overwhelmed seeing just the massive damage and realizing there's nobody left. Like nobody. Yeah. Other than Clark. Oh, and she doesn't know Clark has her little mini-me. So that would be a surprise. But, yeah, I mean, that would have been overwhelming. I'm surprised they weren't struck blind by the sunlight.
Yeah.
But it was kind of overcast when they brought them up.
Yes.
But I love the way my one crew was looking around like, who are you people?
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Yeah. They do not trust them. And for good reason, honestly.
One crew. If you're not one crew, you're an enemy.
So let's rewind a little bit to see how we kind of got to this point. So at the beginning of the episode, we have Bellamy and Allegia's crew. And they realize that he is, in fact, telling the truth about being in control of the crypto rooms. And so he makes a deal with them. He's like, listen, if you help us open this bunker, we will let them go. I don't know. Did you think that was a good deal?
That was a stupid deal. Bellamy, you got too distracted by Clark, as usual. Oh, Clark. And I was like, dude, he said, I'm going to call you once every hour. Did he call every hour? No. And can I just say, y'all need to listen to John Murphy a heck of a lot more than they do. John was like, kill them now, kill them before they become human, kill them.
Yep.
We know they're murderers, we know they're psychos. Kill them.
Nope. We are going to try to be the compassionate people.
Raven's soft. And Murphy's gone, Murphy hasn't gone surf.
Yeah, yeah.
Bellamy's gone soft.
Yeah.
You've gone soft, boy.
A little bit. But Kara agrees to the terms. They agree that they're going to split this valley down the middle if, you know, they kind of help each other out.
She kind of agreed.
I was like, maybe this will be a good deal. Like, I was kind of fooled for a second. I was like, maybe it'll be not okay because nothing's ever okay in the show. But, like, maybe it'll work for a hot second. No. But, yeah, Bellamy and Clark have their reunion, which was beautiful. Yeah. He tells her, no?
I just don't understand why they keep wanting Clark and Bellamy to be together. They should be friends. Just don't really get the whole "I choose you" girl thing. Yeah, and everyone always wants Clark, but yeah.
Well, I mean, regardless of whether you read it as romantic or platonic, it was nice because he assured her that Maddie was safe, which is like her number one priority always, and he also assured her that Raven was safe. So yeah, let's jump to what happened on the ship. So we have Raven and Murphy finding out that Kara was a Navy SEAL who then became a terrorist, and not just any terrorist, the most wanted criminal in the world, in the whole world. What did she do to get this title?
She was blowing stuff up, taking names, trying to overthrow the government. You can't make peace with people like that.
I wonder if she started out with, like, good intentions or if she's just literally terrible.
I think she did start out with good intentions because they said something happened to her people. So I wonder if maybe... I think the AI started that war and that was part of the land that got killed and all the humans were blaming each other and never really realized it was the AI. But you know how people are. When they came down to Earth and they saw what had happened, they immediately were like, what did they do to my Earth?
Yeah.
And they're pretty much like, y'all messed it up. Y'all can't stay.
Yeah, that's very true. And kind of speaking of the Clark and Bellamy reunion, we have at least a, like, vocal reunion between Clark and Raven, which was very sweet, I thought, once Bellamy contacts them. And Raven's like, thanks so much for saving our lives. And I was like, that's cute. I liked that moment a lot. I thought that was sweet. But, of course, there's always going to be a flip side, because this is the 100, guys. Kara is listening in on this conversation between them, which, like, of course she is.
Yeah.
Like, of course she is, guys. You maybe should have kind of planned for that. I thought that was, like, a bit of a missight. I guess I don't know how they would stop her from listening in.
I don't think she was going to listen in on them.
Yeah.
It's their comm system. Yeah. I know I would.
Yeah, that's very true.
But I'm nosy.
Yeah. No. And so was Clark. I mean, we last episode, she's, like, trying to listen to the little walkie-talkie. Everyone's nosy. but so they overhear this conversation. And they decide that they are going to get Abby from the bunker to find the cure and then kill everyone else. Yes. What is this cure?
I wonder if maybe they caught something when they were mining on that gold planet or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why only a certain number of people were allowed to stay alive. And maybe they had to cycle it out to keep them the disease from progressing. But I'd like to say that Ringe 90998 and Kill Switch totally agree with me. Flip that switch. Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a second. We will get there, I promise, because we will have a big discussion about that, I'm sure, because that was a very pivotal moment. But yeah, I'm wondering, not to jump into predictions or anything, not to jump ahead, but in that, like, trailer for next week, we see the crazy thing coming out of the guy's stomach.
Yes.
And I know that it's not, like, directly connected, but I feel like everything on the show is a little bit connected. So I'm wondering if that has anything to do with the cure they're looking for. Like, maybe that, like, infected them somehow, too.
I think all of them on the ship and the cryogenic, whether they're asleep or not, are all infected with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when they came in contact with our original sky people and our original groundlings or grounders, I think they infected them with something that they don't have a natural immunity to. I don't even think Clark probably has a natural immunity to it because I think it came from outer space. And why would people raised on Earth or even in the spaceships would have an immunity for it?
Yeah, that's very true. Maybe it's something we've never even seen before.
Never seen before.
Ooh. Yikes. That just raises the stakes so much, I feel like.
Always.
And so Murphy and Raven are also trying to find out some more information besides just what who Kara is. They're trying to figure out what happened to the Allegis 3 because they know what happened to the first two and the fourth one, but every file is mysteriously protected
mm-hmm.
About the third one. What the heck is up with that?
Yes, that was interesting. And I'm thinking since 4 had the criminals on it,
mm-hmm.
maybe third was a ship full of colonists, or maybe there were scientists or something, or bigwigs that knew something unpleasant was happening. Because, you know, the super rich are always going to get away. They always have a golden parachute somewhere. And that's why it's all hidden. Yeah. But there's something. And I'm wondering if maybe, because they did get renewed, we'll be seeing them next season.
That's very true. Or maybe they have something to do with, like, the virus that they need a cure for. I just feel like they do such a good job interconnecting everything.
Yes, they do.
That, like, everything leads to something else. So maybe that'll be a thing. Who knows? But so they're looking on these computer systems and they find out the Allegis crew is trying to hack it from the ground.
So I have to say one thing.
Go for it.
Ringe 90998. Yes, I'm feeling you. I was thinking about Alien 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. That's absolutely the vibe I got from the promo. I was like, ooh, where's Sigourney Weaver?
Yes. And I would be stepping back. I'd be like, I hope you're okay. I'm going to stand over here. Have a lot
of fun. Peace out.
Yeah, peace out.
Honestly, so true.
We're terrible people.
It's fine. It's sci-fi. It's like all fun and gory and crazy. But so, yeah, we have them trying to hack in from the ground. And Raven's like, no. I'm smart enough to stop this. So she really is determined that she can fix it. Murphy just wants to go ahead and tell Bellamy and,
yes,
you know, put an end to it all, like stop it before it even begins. But Raven is so sure that she can make it all okay. What'd you think?
Raven. Just stay in the IT office. Do not work in HR because my boy John Murphy was totally right. You should have switched that. Should have flipped the switch before they became human in your mind and just gone and be like, oh, well.
Oops. But isn't that kind of what happened with like Mount Weather and Clark? And we see how that's affected her like seasons later. So maybe Raven's like, I'm not making that mistake.
See, Mount Weather, everybody in Mount Weather wasn't a criminal. Some of them just were regular that's people true. And children. There's a big difference between people trying to survive and some of the people were horrible. Some of the people were nice. Some had their heads in the sand versus giant mutants who it takes three people to take down, who you know are murderers or murderers by killing people with fire or murdering people by throwing them in water. I mean, these were not white collar criminals. These are like real hardcore criminals. That's the true. Kind that I don't want to have in my little oasis on Earth. It's not like Earth is the way it used to be and you could go to like another continent. They're all going to have to live together.
Yeah, that's very true.
And they haven't been being rehabilitated. They've been suspended.
They've animation. Been frozen.
So they're going to wake up all angry. I'm very worried about John and Raven because you know what happens in prison.
Yeah.
So.
Yikes.
And they're both very pretty people, so. Ugh.
Yeah, a little worried about their futures for sure.
Kill Switch said, now Murphy and Raven are totally screwed.
Yeah, they're yes, totally they screwed. Well, but the thing is, we can't blame this all on Raven, because she's like, listen, I'm really worried about pulling this plug. I don't know if I can do it. And Murphy's like, no worries. I got you, which I thought was like, that's I really cool. liked Murphy. He was yeah. like, I thought I was going to just do it to impress Amori, but I realized that I didn't want you to have to like sacrifice everything, which is why I decided to stay up here with you, which I thought was cute. You didn't believe that?
That was cute that he said that, but you know he didn't say it like that. He thought that there was an escape pod.
Honestly, I kind of believed him. I really did. I was like, oh, like, I don't know, because I feel like he's a pretty blunt person. Like, he, like, has his faults, but he really does, like, usually say, you know, what he means. And, like, especially when he's being sort of vulnerable like that. Like, I believed it.
John Murphy isn't really a killer. He'll defend himself.
Yeah.
But he's not a killer the way that, for instance, Clark will plan out and kill people. She'll feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
But she does what needs to be done. But he's more the line of, he'll kill to defend himself if it's the last possible thing to do, but usually he'll try and run away and hide.
Yeah.
So that would have been hard for both of them, were not the choices I'd make to like kill somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when push comes to shove, he also doesn't pull the lever. And so Kara and Shaw open all of the doors and Alicia's crew is back in control of pretty much everything.
Everything.
Yikes. Very scary.
And I think little Lieutenant was lying when he put in that code. I think he didn't want to kill everybody.
Oh.
There's no way Raven would have even thought of blocking them being able to release the mining gunship or whatever.
That's literally such like a...
Because he was like, oh, she must have done it. Well, I guess she's a smart cow because they're still alive. Which he said after they walked away. Must be a smart cow
because yeah.
they're still alive.
That's a really, I didn't even think of that, but that's, I think you're absolutely right. I think that he totally was like.
He's heading to run crew.
Yes.
I think there's going to be a little bit of a triangle between him and Bellamy and pretty much everybody that meets Clark wants to sleep with her.
Yeah, I like Shaw a lot. I think he's a really interesting character, especially if your theory is correct.
He's really good looking and he seems like a nice guy. He doesn't seem like he's a crazy murderous psychopath. I think he was like a military person that got caught up. And Derek Hogan said, Every season has at least one genocide, and let's face it, this season won't be different. It's just a question of what will cause it.
Whoa. That is a good point.
But yeah, you're
right, dude. Lots of people are going to die. We haven't had that many casualties so far this season. Well, I mean, I guess we did. We had a lot in the arena, but that we've seen, we haven't had like so many. So I'm sure that death is upon us. Definitely.
Do you want to hear a theory about the monsters in the tummy, or should we wait?
We'll wait till predictions.
We're going to wait.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Xavier, make sure you repost it towards the end of the episode. Yes.
Yeah, we're almost there. We just have a little bit more to talk about with Allegia's crew. So, Kara cuts off all the contact between Bellamy and Raven because, hey, she's in control now. She does what she wants. And she decides that she still really, really wants Abby alive so she can find the cure. So Abby and Kane are originally going to try to hide. Clark's going to try to, you know, get them out of there because he's still in pretty hot water with Octavia. But they step up and they're like, we'll go with you. How do you think that's going to go?
I totally understand why he did that because Octavia cut him with her eyes. Traitor!
Yeah.
Octavia's mad. She's going to get her hands on him eventually.
Yep.
And Abby had to do that so that they wouldn't start killing people one by one. But I think that the Sky Crew 2 would have been in for more of a fight than they realized because they were undermanned. And our bunker people have been fighting for 6 years.
Yeah, they've been training for this, guys.
They would just come on them like White Walkers and just be like...
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, Kara, you know, for a hot second, she's like, I don't want to, like, kill a crazy amount of people. Like, I want there to be, you know, somewhat peace. But then some guy shoots Octavia with his crazy massive weapon, which, like, we have to remember, they have these insane pieces of technology that, like, our little bunker crew just doesn't
have. They don't have anymore, yeah.
Which is, like, a extreme disadvantage for sure. I mean... You can train with swords all you want, but when you have something that can just knock you out with, like, that, like, there's really no competition.
Well, those aren't weapons. Those are mining equipment.
Yeah.
And it looks like it takes a few moments for it to rev up.
Mm-hmm.
And so Octavia and all of her crazy Sky Crew, or should I say One Crew people, do know how to fight. All they have to do is get themselves in position and just rain arrows on down on them. And as long as they're not in the ship, it'll be good. And Mr. Cutie McCutie, Lieutenant, I don't think he's going to fire on humanity. He's like, dude, there's 1,500 of us left in the universe. I'm not going to kill humanity for you. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, they can't launch any of the missiles anyway because of Raven killing it. So they decide that they're going to fly to her, which, yikes, that's pretty scary to have all these people coming up when it's just you and John Murphy. Although Raven has a pretty great brain, so I feel like she might be able to you know, dig their way out of that problem.
I think Raven is smart enough to pick up what the lieutenant will be throwing at her. Mm-hmm. Somehow you were able to hack the computers.
Wink, wink.
And she'll be like, yeah, I did it. And I won't give the password up until you set us free.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not going to be like, no, I didn't. What are you talking? She'll be like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Especially if she has Shaw on her side, then that's a big advantage for them to have a kind of spy traitor on
tech
their team.
Person. He's not a traitor. He's fighting for humanity.
That's true.
He's our Prince Charming.
I like him a lot. He's very interesting. And so the episode ends with, I mean, Octavia gets knocked down, but she gets right back up again, and she decides that we are going to war. Whoa.
War!
Octavia loves her war. When will someone love me as much as Octavia loves war, you know?
When will someone love us as much as Marcus loves Abby with her drug use?
That's true.
Stuff, willing to fight not once,
I love
but
Abby.
Twice. And to stop fighting it all. I'm like, yes, that's so romantic.
Shall we call him
Daddy Kane now?
Oh my gosh. Well, I really hope Abby can dig herself out of this, you know, this drug addiction because she's one of my absolute favorites.
She's going to have to. The drugs are left in the one with our
I
one
mean, that's
group
true.
People.
She doesn't really have a choice.
She might be able to find alternative drugs on the ship that'll be even better. But
even
I don't
better.
Think Colonel Dioza, she's like, dude, no, she'll be like, no, you're not here for that. You're here to cure this.
Yeah.
He'll be watching them like a hawk. Because they'll be worried that she'll think up making some sort of poison for the medication. So she's not going to have unfettered access. And the medicine you would use to make a cure for monstrous creatures in your tummy, I don't think would give you a really nice high.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but
I mean, knows? I don't know. I've never done drugs, so don't ask.
I've never had a monster in my stomach, but like, that's what we're assuming.
We're assuming it's painful and unpleasant. We're working
on assumptions here, guys.
But I think it would be very slimming, so it might be the newest diet craze.
I mean, this is Los Angeles, so like, I wouldn't put it past anyone here.
I would not. People use tapeworm. You know, you never mind.
We're gonna. We're not gonna go there.
No dating. No diet advice from us.
Gosh. So let's move on to our special segment, Boss special. Move of the Week, like a boss. Let's do it. What was yours?
Oh, you know,
war. Yeah, that's what I wrote down too. There was a lot, though. I mean, Kane just, like, completely going insane at the beginning there and just beating the crap out of the guy was pretty boss. A little bit more terrifying. Well, I mean, that's not true, but a little bit more, like, physically gory to watch.
Bellamy coming down that...
Thank you.
Like a boss. Bellamy coming down that rope. If they'd had a wind machine and him just doing this, I'd be like...
Oh my gosh.
I know that. I was like, yeah, come down. Come down, cool. Save me. That was really cool. And I was like, one day my prince will come.
Yeah.
And there he is, saving us all. And then my other boss move was, oh gosh, there was quite a few that I liked. But, oh, when the lieutenant was like, nah, I'm not blowing up the last of humanity. And the guy had a gun to his head. What you gonna do? I'm flying the plane. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
And the guy was like, I'll shoot you, but I don't know how to fly the plane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He has those cards in his hands.
He wanted to shoot him, but he's like, I don't know how to fly the plane.
Yep.
Do you know how to fly the plane? Like a boss.
Thank you, Anthony.
Anthony.
Love it. Yeah.
That was cool. They had a bunch of really cool boss moves, and I'm really loving our new characters. I mean, I'm loving my original crew.
Yeah.
One crew. Ooh, someone said, will one crew include Bellamy, Clark, and all the new people?
Ooh, that's a good point.
What do you think?
Speculating on that, I don't think right away, because yeah. I know that Bellamy is pretty angry at Octavia, and we had that moment between Octavia and Clark, and they were like sort of like, you could tell that there was like some tension there, though. I felt like it, at least.
Octavia and Clark kind of like each other, but they kind of like each other like the way some mean girls like each other.
Yeah.
Like, I like you because you're popular and cool, but I kind of don't like you.
Well, because they're both sort of by now used to being in charge a little bit. So that's going to
Clark is not going to like when she isn't in charge telling people what to do. She'll be like, I think we should do this. And Octavia will look at her like, well, I think... As the queen, we're going to do this. So your opinions are not wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into predictions, I just want to give some people some shout outs because you guys have been so awesome about commenting on YouTube. If you don't know where to find us on YouTube, it's the AfterBuzz TV drama section. I've also been getting some tweets. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz's Twitter. It's just AfterBuzz TV on Twitter and Instagram. But yeah, we've had like so many awesome predictions and thoughts and opinions. So I want to shout out Derek Hogan, who is actually in the chat this time. I know you mentioned his name. And Ponyboy Curtis. You guys are our special fans of the week. We'll keep making the rounds and shouting you guys out because we're so appreciative of like all of your support. And I love going and reading all of your comments and what you guys have thought of the episode and our show. So definitely do that on YouTube and iTunes and rate us 5 stars on iTunes. That would be great. Yes. Thanks, guys.
Love you.
We love you guys. Okay, prediction time.
Prediction. Oh, we forgot
and
our
And now, guys. Your After Buzz TV.
Oh, we forgot our
predictions.
Let's do it. What you thinking?
Well, first of all, I think that Clark and Octavia are going to have a little bit of a war. Who's in charge? I think Bellamy is also going to try and usurp his manly king stuff. And Octavia and her people are going to be like, one crew, and tell him to shut the heck up. I think that there's going to be a mutiny amongst the Sky people because they already were whispering.
Yeah.
And that the little Bellamy, Clark, and... is it Amari that he's with? I can't remember which. The brown-haired chick. Are going to have like a little bit of a love triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where she's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah,
I'd be pissed.
We didn't see her in this episode.
Yeah. So I'm curious. I'd be like, dude, I'm the one you're with for 6 years. Minute you see Clark, you are like, yeah. Dump me? No, I will cut you.
Agreed. That's pretty much all the predictions I had too. Honestly, that's all I wrote down. I was like, Bellamy and Clark are going to continue having their little tension. Some of the Sky People, Legis crew, whispering about mutiny against Kara, which would honestly probably work out in like one crew's favor if they had some, you know, breakdown in their hierarchy, because it would cause some chaos there and maybe give them a chance to maybe kind of build themselves back up and become on top again.
But if the crazy's in charge, it would be crazy chaos.
Yeah, if it's someone worse than Kara.
Yeah, she doesn't really want to kill everybody.
That's true.
She just doesn't want them in their oasis, and she wants to cure her people. She's kind of indifferent to the other humans.
Yeah.
But the other ones just want to maim and kill and be murderous psychos.
That's true. I don't know, guys. It could definitely go a lot of ways. I have no idea.
So, I believe you mentioned someone in the chat had like a prediction.
Yes, oh, yeah, I did.
I think he reposted it.
Cool.
Let me see. Xavier Jones. Where did we go, Xavier? Xavier. Oh, Xavier Jones Jr. says, another theory is it's some type of parasite or something from being a cannibal in the bunker and was only waking up because of the increase in radiation on the surface. Chest bursters, worms. No.
That's an elaborate theory, but like I can definitely see that being true.
And he also says, you're just full of...
Xavier, look at you. Are you a writer?
Theories. Oh my gosh. The miners probably brought back, obviously, their medical issue and likely tossed in the direction of the bunker crew to make it look like it's them. I think it's the Sky miner people. They brought something back and it's contagious as heck.
Ooh, that's a good theory. That's contagious. A very good prediction.
Germy. That's why I don't like touching people. And I hand sanitize.
Because something
all the time.
Might grow in your stomach, guys. Use hand sanitizer. That's
wash
the
your hands.
Lesson wash. Of the day.
With soap and water.
Yeah. Because you don't want an alien situation.
Hand
on
sanitizer
your hands.
Doesn't really clean your hands.
Damn, I've only been using water.
Oh, Anthony, what? You gotta get the soap in there.
Oh, no.
And real soap.
Something's coming out of my chest.
Yikes. This turned fast. This is After Buzz After
real
Dark, you guys.
Fast.
But thank you guys so much for joining us. Definitely, like I said, make sure to leave comments. We love hearing you guys' thoughts. And maybe you'll be the special fan of the week next week if you leave a comment. Cherry, where can everyone find you?
You can find me, Cherry_LA, on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, I'm on the final episode of The Terror this Monday. I'm on Deception Wednesdays. I'm on The 100 with my girls every Tuesday night at 11. When are we moving to 10?
I think in 2 weeks. We'll let you guys know for sure. We'll tweet it out or something.
And then on Sunday as The Expanse, please, please tweet, fight for our show to keep staying on.
Awesome. You're a busy lady.
I am so busy.
As always, you guys, I am Taylor Gates. You can find me on Twitter at @Alphabet_Anne, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_, and I also do the Law & Order SVU panel every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Keep it 100.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.